with SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. Supreme Court seems inclined to keep Lisa Cook on the Federal Reserve Board, despite Donald Trump's attempt to fire her based on alleged mortgage fraud.
Critics say the move is purely political. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, a Trump court appointee, says,
"No remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines." And that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve that we just discussed.
No president has fired a sitting governor in the 112-year history of the Fed, which was structured to be independent of day-to-day politics. Justice Kavanaugh also raised questions on the future effects of the case.
Just thinking big picture, what goes around comes around.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Trump says he's scrapped the tariffs that he threatened to impose on 8 European nations to press for U.S. control over Greenland. The dramatic reversal came shortly after Trump insisted he wanted to get the island, including right, title, and ownership. He said he's agreed with NATO on a future Arctic security deal that could ease geopolitical tensions. As the issues surrounding ICE escalate in Minneapolis, the business climate is taking a hit.
Businesses and customers are staying at home. Some protesters are targeting businesses they see as aiding federal immigration enforcement. Countless stores have temporarily closed, canceled events, or reduced hours. Some hotels that house federal immigration officers and saw protest have stopped accepting reservations altogether. The Minneapolis-based Target Corporation has also been the target of protests.
Bill Alexander reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 588 points, the NASDAQ rose 270, the S&P advanced 78. This is SRN News. Most pastors are going it alone.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, 52% of America's Protestant clergymen do not seek any help from outsiders in doing their job. Amongst those who do seek help, 22% say they have a personal mentor, and 17% have engaged a spiritual advisor. Others see a therapist or a life coach. A few see a marriage counselor. The Barna poll also finds that most pastors prioritize leadership and finances over personal development. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith leaders of several stripes are urgently calling for protecting the rights of worshipers after a group of anti-immigration enforcement protesters disrupted a Sunday service. It happened at City's Church in St. Paul, Minnesota last weekend. About 36 protesters entered the Southern Baptist Church during services, some walking right up to the pulpit, others loudly chanting, "ICE out." This is SRN News. A commuter train crash in Catalonia, Spain, has led to the suspension of rail service in the region. At least one person died. Several dozen others were injured.
It was a Rodalies train which collided with a retaining wall, which then fell onto the track. Now, this happened just outside Barcelona, between Gelida and Sant Sadurní. We know that 37 people have been injured, 4 of them seriously, and the train driver sadly died. Now, the weather conditions in that part of Spain have been particularly poor. Coastal areas of the north and east of Spain are on high alert.
The BBC's Barry Caffrey. Testimony continued today in the lawsuit filed by Prince Harry against the tabloid The Daily Mail, a part of Associate Newspapers Limited. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.